It has been an epic 24 hours in American politics. Donald Trump is the president-elect. Here he is last night.
To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. It's time.
And Hillary Clinton said this today.
Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead. Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power. And we don't just respect that, we cherish it. It also enshrines other things: the rule of law, the principle that we are all equal in rights and dignity, freedom of worship and expression. We respect and cherish these values, too, and we must defend them.
Let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, I know you've been digesting this all day along with all of your colleagues at NPR. I'm just curious, what is your sense of whether this division can be healed and what kind of a White House, you being the White House correspondent, we might be looking at with Donald Trump?
Well, the divisions are very deep. Something like half the country woke up this morning horrified at the thought that Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. And had Hillary Clinton won the election, something like half the country would have woken up horrified by that. We are a deeply divided populace right now. Donald Trump sounded a conciliatory tone early this morning when he delivered his victory speech. And you heard Hillary Clinton there talk about how he deserves a chance to show he can actually deliver on that. You also heard her sort of hint that we're going to be watching, because not very much in his campaign suggested that kind of inclusive spirit. So it'll be very interesting to see what sort of president he is.
Yeah.
You know, he changed so many times throughout the campaign on a number of issues. I think a lot of people are wondering, is he now going to change again and be more conciliatory, or is he going to try to appeal to the people who put him in office?
Well, here's the thing. Issues were not really Donald Trump's thing. He could be very impulsive, as when he called for the ban on Muslim immigrants. He could be flexible, as when he trimmed the sails on his tax plan, although fiscal hawks say it's still a budget buster. But he was not somebody who had a thick stack of policy papers. He was an improviser, a dancer, a jabber, not somebody who is easy to pin down. And we'll see if that continues once he's actually in the Oval Office.
Well, and who might go with him into the Oval Office? Mara Liasson, your colleague, told us earlier that we might see an AG Rudy Giuliani or Chris Christie in a cabinet. Who are the people that will be around him?
Newt Gingrich has been talked about as a potential Secretary of State. But, you know, Donald Trump keeps a fairly lean staff. His staff was about one-tenth the size of Hillary Clinton's during the campaign. That's similar to what he has at the Trump Organization. It's a fairly lean, nimble staff. There's not a lot of hierarchy or a typical organizational chart for an enterprise the size of his business. He looks for people who are fiercely loyal to him, and he's not overly concerned with sort of traditional credentials.
That's NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thank you.
My pleasure.